early on, the business community was activated by our Governor Jim Hunt, who literally brought CEOs of international companies to the legislature to speak on how important early education was. Now, back then, we didn't know what we know today. I mean, back then we had some idea that brain development was, the data and the research on neuroscience was just breaking. Now we know so much more about how critical the brain development is in the very early years. And the work that's being done around the country proves that even beyond a shadow of a doubt. The other thing we didn't know then, in a way that we know now, is how critical the investment is early. And it's critical for multiple reasons. Not only does it mean that the human being will be able to achieve at a higher level, but it also means that the community has a workforce that they can depend on, both for both at the present time, because people can go to work if they have quality early education, but also in the future. And North Carolina has long been committed to the education of its workforce, and we're a working state. So that effort was an easy sell. Business communities were engaged and interested and excited. And now, as we progress through the 20 years, the most recent report that the Duke University folks put together for us just last year, the 2011 report, really did speak to how the investments in Smart Start add up and make a very positive impact on the long-term education benefits of our young children. So yes, business has been engaged, business has been excited, the research has been out there to motivate them, and we think it's built the state in a very positive and progressive way.